Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about two Americas today. I've introduced the broadcast, and we've talked about for quite some time now, the America that I still love, the America that I'm prayerful that you still love, the America that we all remember and still want to see maintained in the future, the America where we pledge to the flag, where we sing the national anthem, where we revere our national heritage, good or bad, that's represented in our monuments and our statutes. We still believe that abortion is murder. We still believe that the sodomite lifestyle is wrong, even though the Supreme Court said that sodomite marriages are legal. We still believe that it's immoral and wicked. We still believe in the rule of law. We still believe in God. We believe in the Bible. We believe in prayer and faith. We believe in faith, family, and the future of America. Yes, we still believe in the Declaration of Independence, and especially, ladies and gentlemen, our Constitution, and therein the Bill of Rights. But ladies and gentlemen, as I said just before our break, there is another America, and it's looming heavily on the horizon. The other America that the BLM, the socialist, Marxist, communist thugs are rioting in our streets for. And don't you dare believe that the BLM is about skin pigmentation, ladies and gentlemen. It's about the overthrow of the Constitutional Republic of the United States of America. They are Marxists, the three women that started the BLM are highly trained Marxists, as they identify themselves very proudly and openly. And ladies and gentlemen, the America that I'm talking about that is looming on the horizon, that we have an opportunity to vote for it or for the America that we've known for 244 years and about 60 days. But the other America, ladies and gentlemen, is alive, active, agitated, and aggressively striving to destroy the very foundations of our nation today. Yes, Black Lives Matter, Marxist, communist movement today, is not about skin color. It's not about skin pigmentation. It's about the destruction of our Constitutional Republic, ladies and gentlemen. I'm looking at a blurb from an article from an interview with Tucker Carlson. And he interviewed an individual named Christopher Rufo, R-U-F-O. Christopher Rufo is a research fellow at Discovery Institute. And this is what Christopher Rufo said on a Tucker Carlson interview just recently. He talked about what is happening that's spawning the racial issue in America today. He said, all of our federal agencies, including the FBI, are having seminars teaching the critical race theory, brainwashing white employees about the white privilege. He said the critical race theory has been weaponized against the American people via the federal government and all of its agencies, including the U.S. Treasury Department and the FBI and other federal agencies. His words, not mine. He says these seminars taught in the U.S. Treasury Department has cost the American taxpayers about $5 million for the group teaching those seminars. Teaching in the fundamental of their teaching in these seminars, ladies and gentlemen, teaching that America is fundamentally white supremacy and denouncing America as a cultural entity that should be praised and recognized and continued. Now, I don't know about you, but I find it egregious to discover that the federal government and our federal agencies are being permeated with teaching seminars that are being taught that's critical and demeaning and debasing white people. The critical race theory being taught by the federal, allowed to be taught in the federal agencies, which is undermining every other aspect of cohesiveness of our great nation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's egregious to me that is taking place. In fact, this individual, Christopher Rufo, with the research fellow, has asked the president to cause this to cease and desist. How can we expect calmness on our streets? How can we expect calmness in our counties, cities, and communities if there's divisiveness being promulgated at the federal level in all of these agencies? I can answer that question, ladies and gentlemen. It's because the overwhelming majority of these federal agencies, the bureaucrats behind the desk, are absolute socialist, Marxist, communists themselves. When President Trump took over the leadership role at the helm of the government, there were some 4,100 of these embedded bureaucrats still working in the area that he has to work in each day, just in the circle that's around him in the State Department and the connections therein. So therein lies the problem, ladies and gentlemen. President Trump didn't really thought it was a swamp. He didn't realize it was a sewer. I believe we have a caller on the line. Give you the question or comment, please.
Hi, Dr. Youngblood. I have a few questions to ask.
All right.
In a communist country like China or Russia, when the government bureaucrats that are there, do they ever speak against their leaders?
They don't. Their heads will be taken off.
And does the news organization speak against their leaders?
Never.
Okay, so if we're living in America and the news organizations don't talk against the, what do you call them, the Socialist Democratic Communist Party, that, and when those
the
people
The Socialist Marxist BLM Communist Party.
Yes, and so when they don't speak against it and the news media organizations don't speak against it, doesn't that pretty much tell you that the communist control is already here and they can't speak against it? Otherwise, what? Their heads will be cut off?
You're absolutely right. In fact, I've said for years and years, we're seeing it. We're seeing it now. They're lifting up their heads and being heard and seen. But the sad thing is, in America, we have allowed, because of the freedom in America, we have allowed, most are not aware of this, we have allowed the Communist Party USA to exist and to thrive. And it has now permeated every aspect of federal and state governmental agencies. It has been allowed to permeate. In fact, I believe it was 2010, there were about 100 avowed communists in the House and the Senate in Washington, D.C., the federal level. And I contend that there are far more than that today. And the average public's not aware of that. But you're exactly right. It's insightful to see that. Go ahead.
So this election is not, as far as, you know, like, it's not for deciding what America you want to see. It's not only that. It's also deciding to stand up against what is already here before it floods over everything.
Absolutely.
It's not a fight against what is to come. It's a fight against what is here and what is to come.
It is to stem.
It's already proven that it's communism if nobody can speak against it.
Yes, it is. What we're doing at the ballot box, November the 3rd, is to stem the tide of what is rushing in like a wave today that will overtake, undermine, tear down, and destroy our very foundations if it is allowed to continue. And the election for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris will not only allow it to continue, it will open the floodgates that will overnight destroy the historic foundations of America. You have spoken it very well. Yes, thank you.
Thank you very much for all that you do, Dr. Youngblood.
Thank you, and you have a blessed day. Ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly right. What we're seeing today and what we're watching today is something, if you want to call something systemic, we have a systemic embedded problem today with socialist Marxist communism that's undermining and destroying our nation. And if we are not careful at the ballot box on November the 3rd, it will absolutely come in like a floodgate being opened. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about another America, a different kind of America, not a replication of the present America as we know it. Yes, the other America, ladies and gentlemen, has academic institutions that are Marxist communist breeding grounds, destroying the hearts and the minds and the allegiance of our youth via the communist professors, teaching them to hate America. In fact, the overwhelming majority. Well, ladies and gentlemen, what do you think that as a result of COVID-19, where most academics have gone online, why do you believe, why do you think, have you considered it? Did you realize that the professors and the teachers are all upset? In fact, the socialist, Marxist, communist professors in the colleges and universities are now petrified that the families that's paying the high tuition for these colleges and universities, that's paying that tuition for their student to go to school, that they will now see what has been taught in the brainwashing process. And even on the kindergarten through high school level, the teachers' unions now are running around with the hair on fire, not wanting school to start back. Why do you think that? Two reasons. Because they do not want the parents to see via online teaching what's truly being taught in the classroom. Secondly, they are wanting to elongate the school system being out so that the parents cannot go back to work, so that the parents will be upset with President Trump to prevent Trump from being reelected. So it's a two-pronged facet. But if you want to really know what's behind the academic educational system, just simply go to the National Educational Association's website. Look at what they talk about, what they're wanting to institutionalize in our schools. You will not find one thing, not an iota of anything about academia on their website. The National Educational Association is all for trying to see what is the maximum number of sodomites they can put in the classroom. They're wanting to see what is the maximum amount of money that they can bring in through the Planned Parenthood agenda and the LGBTQ agenda in the classroom. The LGBTQ agenda and Planned Parenthood now controls the overwhelming majority of what's being said and done and taught in the classrooms. And now the latest is, ladies and gentlemen, where there is a push to bring in historic, as they're calling it, historic Black Lives Matter academia in the classrooms. What do you think that will do in the classrooms, academically speaking? It will absolutely further exacerbate anything that's called a love for America, the America that I once knew, the America that I still love, the America that I think most Americans still cherish and want to see continued. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the other America disavows our national history as it is now being pushed and removed from all of our schools, and it's being pushed by the tearing down and the destruction of our national monuments. Here's an article, ladies and gentlemen. President Trump and the Trump administration slams the proposal to alter historical D.C., that's D.C., monuments, Washington, D.C., says mayor should be ashamed. This article is lengthy, and I'll just read a blurb for you. The D.C. committee called for making changes to some of the city's best-known tourist attractions. Committee created by D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser released a report asking the federal government to remove, relocate, or contextualize all of the monuments. The White House flatly rejected the calls Tuesday by the Washington, D.C. City Committee to remove, relocate, or contextualize historical statues and memorials, including some of the city's best-known tourist attractions. A working group tasked by Muriel Bowser, the mayor, identified dozens of schools, parks, monuments, statues, and buildings named after historical figures that they believe represent an oppressive or racist history. The list of historical figures they identified, including former President George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, James Monroe, Andrew Jackson, William Henry Harrison, John Tyler Zachary, and Woodrow Wilson. They even want to remove, ladies and gentlemen, the Washington Monument. We're talking about an attempt to erase American history. This list, the article says, also includes key American figures like Founding Fathers Benjamin Franklin, George Mason, inventor of the telephone, Alexander Graham Bell, composer of the national anthem, Francis Scott Key, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, watching the standing up of another America. We're talking about witnessing, ladies and gentlemen, the destruction of our constitutional republic in order to stand up another America. And the other America, ladies and gentlemen, that I'm talking about is not the America that you want. It's not the America that I want. It's not the America that we've grown up with. Here's an article that says, Chicago mayor, looters are simply demonstrating anger and frustration at President Trump. On August the 14th, Democratic Chicago mayor Lori Lightfoot blamed all the recent violence and looting on President Trump and his response to the coronavirus pandemic. Look, this article says, look, I think we're seeing the same challenges in Chicago that we've seen across the country. Chicago was not the only city, unfortunately, that was hit with looting. It happened in other places across the country. And I think this is the is challenging times for the country in general, but the continued concerns and response necessary for Corona 19. Since Lightfoot has taken office, violent crime in our city has simply exploded, this writer says. For example, well before the pandemic, in a piece written by Chicago Times, June 2019, they noted that there were 52 people shot and 8 died on just that one weekend. And ladies and gentlemen, and yet Lori Lightfoot is saying the shooting in her city in Chicago is as a result of President Trump not doing something right on COVID-19. Ladies and gentlemen, Chicago has been under the control of the socialist Marxist Democrats now for about 65 years. And so if there's anything wrong with Chicago, you can't blame it on President Trump. But I'm talking about the two Americas. What kind of America do you want? What kind of America are you going to vote for this November the 3rd? Ladies and gentlemen, here's an article that says Black Lives Matter founder, DNC platform, quote, this is what they're saying coming from the Black Lives Matter. DNC, that's Democratic National Committee, must call for defunding of police, abolishing of ICE. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, the America that I do not want, the America that the socialist Marxist BLM thugs are wanting, the America that the communist professors are teaching, the America that our kids that are demonstrating in the streets today with fists clenched, lurching in the air, that kind of America is, as a result, they're wanting to defund the police and defund ICE. This article says, self-proclaimed Marxist Black Lives Matter BLM co-founder Patrice Cullors called on Democrats to make a sea change to their party's platform and adopt a radical legislation that calls to defund the police force across America, eliminate both the Drug Enforcement Agency's DEA and the Immigration and Customs Enforcement ICE, and close all federal prisons, close all immigration detention centers alongside various other radical demands. Otherwise, any claims of allyship and solidarity will with our work to fight for black liberation are for naught. Ladies and gentlemen, this is coming out of black liberation theology. It was called liberation theology, and by Dr. Cohn, came into America in about 1968. And in black liberation theology, it simply says that in capitalism, the one that owns the company, the one that writes your paycheck, he's the boss, he's the one, and you're simply a slave on the plantation, and therefore you must rise up and take control and crush that capitalistic system. And that has permeated society today and even into the pulpits today across America and many of the churches that are teaching and preaching that warped, ungodly, unholy, unbiblical philosophy. It's not theology at all. But ladies and gentlemen, yes, we're talking about another America. Yes, the other America has academic institutions that are Marxist, communist breeding grounds, destroying what I call the hearts and the minds and the allegiance of our youth via the communist professors, teaching them to hate America and to try to destroy America. But ladies and gentlemen, I find it egregious when we understand that the other America disavows our national history and they're pushing to remove all evidences of anything that's called history. They're burning and looting and vandalizing and destroying our city streets, and there's no justice being meted out. I find it egregious, ladies and gentlemen, that when you find the looting and the rioting and the burning that's taking place, which some want to say is okay because these people need the money. Some say it's okay because it's simply reparation. Some say that it's okay because it's Black Lives Matter and they're simply protecting black. They're destroying black lives' businesses, destroying the future and the hope for multitudes of Americans. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the two Americas. The America, the other America. They want to defend the police department. They want to defend anything that's called civility and governance in any fashion. Here's an article that says Seattle City Council moves to replace police with civilian-led violence prevention groups. Tell me how that's going to be done. You call 1 o'clock in the morning, 911. You want a police officer to come because the burglar's in your home. And your answer is, well, we're going to send our violence prevention group out to have a counseling session with that burglar or that thief or that thug or that murderer. That sounds real comforting, I think, doesn't it? Here's an article that gives you an idea of what kind of America the other America would be, ladies and gentlemen. The other America is the America that wants the socialist, Marxist, communism, that elusive utopia that's never been successful in anything found in human history. In fact, in that other America, ladies and gentlemen, it is one where one that shares his faith will be punished. Here's an article that says, student sues after the university punishes him for sharing his faith. A student has filed a lawsuit against the Florida State University after he was punished for sharing his religious beliefs with another student. The case was brought by Jack Denton against the university and student government officials. Defendants include the president, John Thrasher, student affairs officials, Amy Heck, and members of the student government. June 3rd, private text conversation with fellow Catholic student Jack Denton suggested that BlackLivesMatter.com reclaim the Block and the ACLU advocates for causes opposed to Catholic teachings, and Catholic students may wish to avoid supporting these organizations financially. ADF, which is Alliance Defending Freedom, explained, after another student took screenshots of Denton's private message and shared them publicly on social media, student senators mocked and misrepresented his remarks, and after a failed attempt on June 3rd to remove Denton from the leadership in the student senate president on June the 5th, but those actions, the case contends, were in violation of the First Amendment. Neither the university nor the student government officials addressed the problem. A lawyer in the case all said all students should be able to peacefully share their personal convictions without fear of retaliation. Ladies and gentlemen, if you think that's an isolated case, you're have not been listening to any news, you've not been paying attention. We're watching the total destruction of the freedom of religion in America. If you don't believe that is the case, just listen to what is watch what is taking place with our churches across America today, where they're still closed. Our churches are still closed by the thousands, and yet Nancy Pelosi, even keeping the businesses closed and the churches closed, Nancy Pelosi thinks she needs to get her hair done. Or as one called it up in Tennessee, I need to go get my hair did. And so Nancy Pelosi went to get her hair did, if you want to put it in that vernacular. Nancy Pelosi, this article says, Pelosi used shuttered San Francisco hair salon to blow out. Owners called it a slap in the face. We've been shut down so long, one owner says. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi visited a San Francisco hair salon on Monday afternoon for a wash and blowout, despite local ordinances keeping the salons closed amid the coronavirus pandemic. In security footage obtained by Fox News, time-stamped Monday at 3:08 p.m. Pacific time, the California powerhouse is seen walking through the salon in San Francisco with wet hair and without a mask on her face. The stylist doing her hair can be seen following her wearing a black face mask. Pelosi announced recently the coronavirus mask will be required in all of the House chambers. This article further says salons in San Francisco have been closed since March and were only notified that they would reopen September the 1st for outdoor hairstyling only. I'm sharing this because of what everyone in my industry in my city is going through right now, one salon owner said. Ladies and gentlemen, Nancy Pelosi and those of the Another America, those elitists have the philosophy and the feeling that we're simply the those that are to be governed, and those that are governing, those elitists, they don't fall under the letter of the law. They go by a different standard. They have a major superior standard for their lives. And we're simply the subjects to be obedient to what they demand. And ladies and gentlemen, that's seen in our churches today. Here's an article that says the North Valley Baptist Church has been fined $52,750 in 9 days for going to church. An additional $50,000 is being fined weekly from Santa Clara County. The pastor explains the situation. We greatly appreciate all of your prayers and support of all of God's people. Ladies and gentlemen, Kamala Harris has already said that if they're elected, she wants higher taxes, nationwide health care, and no Second Amendment, no Second Amendment for individuals, she says, but yet she has bodyguards 24/7. We have a problem today, ladies and gentlemen, with the elitist in Washington, where there's a philosophy and feeling that they have, at taxpayers' expense, bodyguards, but we don't need to have a Second Amendment right to defend ourselves. I believe we have a call on the line. Go with the question or comment, please.
Hey, brother. I just want to bring this to the attention. Do you hear about that so-called pastor that is running for office? He's one of those Democrats, a liberal. And he said that abortion is a God-given right. I think he's running in Georgia, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. I was beyond myself when I hear that, and I was listening to this clown, and sometimes I wonder if the devil himself is using people like this so-called pastor to infiltrate the church and poison and misguide those true believers.
Because you're exactly right. My opinion, of course, it's simply my most personal opinion, and I will verbalize it for the benefit of our listening audience. I believe someone at that, God needs to call him home before it destroys the whole congregation that he may be in. There's a problem with him saying, I'm saved. This is the reason, and brother, I appreciate your call and your insight on that because you're exactly right. Let me simply elongate it by saying this. I believe that it's an impossibility. Hear me, an impossibility. Impossibility for a person to say I'm saved and to be a Democrat or vote for the Democratic ticket. An impossibility. You can't do that because of their stand on the LGBTQ sodomite lifestyle, their stand on the murder by way of abortion, their stand against the Bill of Rights with the religious liberties, the freedom of speech, and the right to keep and bear arms. They stand for those things that we are recognizing as being antithetical to the Word of God. But brother, you're right. All we can do is keep on praying, keep on looking up, and on November the 3rd, vote. In fact, I can be with a loose conversation. I can say we need to vote soon and often. That's the way the Democrats do it. But ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today the other America, the socialist, Marxist, communists that are looking for that elusive utopia that's never been successfully found in any historical setting, any history past at all, any place whatsoever. The other America wants to dethrone God. There's an attempt to absolutely dethrone God, and that's exactly the major focus in what they're wanting to do in relationship to the other America that I'm against and that you should be against. Ladies and gentlemen, when it comes to what we're talking about the other America that has a dual application of the laws. Governor Cuomo, for example, had been talking about so briskly about everybody needs to wear a mask, and not long after that he was seen without a mask. Nancy Pelosi saying that the beauty shop should remain closed, and yet she goes to the beauty shop to get her hair done. Churches are still closed, and yet the big box stores are still open. That's a dual system in America. Ladies and gentlemen, America needs to wake up, needs to look up. We've got 60 days to decide what kind of America we want. Let me encourage you to vote and vote for saving America. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located just 1 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study, prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in this same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.